Good morning. Over the past 8 weeks, or even more than that, our bodies and minds, our whole spirits, have been taken up into a sensory overload. We have been beholden to so many, many things, from family visits to meals, from gift getting to gift giving, from decorations and deliveries. It's really been a lot, even within the church. We're going on 8 weeks now since we've been wearing green. We've celebrated Advent, we've celebrated Christmas, so many different feasts, and last week with the baptism of Jesus. It's beautiful to come to this point in time, a time that we call ordinary time, where there's no particular celebration or particular happening, to take a break. It's important that we recognize that because our busyness can go unrecognized and it can take a toll. And while our world will always be jumping to the next thing, the church does not do that. Having celebrated many things over these 8 weeks, we now come to this point where we can be with and enjoy the one thing, the one person, Jesus. And how beautiful that is. And I think in reading today's gospel, that's the invitation. John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God." This is in the beginning of John's gospel itself. In many ways, this is the very first commandment that we hear. Behold the Lamb of God. Look at him. Get to know him. See who he is. And over the next weeks, we will have an opportunity to do just that. Not getting ready for another celebration or feast, but simply getting to know better who this Jesus is. We've celebrated his birth, we've celebrated his baptism. And now, in this ordinary time, we get to hear his voice, what he taught, how he lived, where he walked, who he interacted with. And now is our time to interact with him. Perhaps make a new space. I'm going to throw out the Christmas tree this afternoon. It's as dead can get. Maybe you've already done that. I hope you have. But before you fill that space where the tree was, maybe there's a prayer space in your house. Somewhere where you can, on a daily basis, hear God's word, make space and time for him. I close with a little poem I found. It's by a John Birch, a British poet. He said this: "We all need a winter in our lives, a time of rest, a time to stand still, a time to reacquaint ourselves with the faith in which we live. It is only then that we can draw strength from the one in whom we are rooted and take time to grow and rise through the darkness into the warm glow of spring." My friends, it's winter. But now that Christ has been born, he begins to grow among us. And to behold that growth, to welcome and to notice that growth is so important. Spring is on its way. But let us not get there by looking at the next event. But let us be led there by beholding the one who leads us to himself. And even can make the winter time a time of hope and blessing. Let us use these weeks well as we listen and grow in life with the Lord.